Welcome to today's episode of Tech Pulse, where we'll explore the fascinating world of AI agents and their potential to foster cooperation. Our first story is titled, With AI Agents, Cooperation Could Prevail or Not.
The discussion around AI agents has intensified with tech giants like Anthropic, Google, and AGNTCY releasing protocols for agent interoperability. These developments mirror the early internet days, focusing on creating a universal language for AI models to communicate effectively.
That's intriguing. How do these protocols compare to early internet protocols like TCP/IP? And what strategic advantages could they offer to companies involved?
These protocols, much like TCP/IP, aim to standardize communication between AI models. Anthropic's Model Context Protocol acts as a universal translator, while Google's A2A protocol and AGNTC's architecture focus on seamless data sharing. These efforts are strategic moves to define the future of multi-agent systems, potentially giving companies a competitive edge in AI development.
The implications here could be vast, impacting everything from data sharing to AI development efficiency. Moving on, let's talk about a major funding success in fintech. Our next story is Irish fintech NomuPay lands $40 million at a $290 million valuation from SoftBank.
NomuPay has raised $40 million in a Series C round led by SoftBank's SB payment service. This brings their valuation to $290 million, just 5 months after a previous $37 million funding round. The company aims to enhance cross-border payment systems in Asia, Europe, MENA, and the U.S.
That's impressive growth. What are the key factors driving NomuPay's rapid expansion and investor interest?
NomuPay addresses the fragmented payment systems in Asia and beyond, making it easier for merchants to handle cross-border transactions. Their focus on simplifying complex payment processes and expanding into key regions has attracted significant investor interest, evidenced by their rapid valuation increase.
It's exciting to see fintech evolving rapidly. Next, we dive into the environmental impact of AI in our story, inside the tedious effort to tally AI's energy appetite.
James O'Donnell and Casey Crownheart's investigation reveals the complexity of calculating AI's energy usage. Big tech's AI operations are reshaping energy grids with significant electricity demands. However, understanding AI's full energy impact remains challenging, highlighting gaps in current data.
Understanding AI's energy demands is crucial. How are companies addressing these challenges, and what are the potential solutions?
Companies are exploring ways to optimize AI energy efficiency, such as improving data center operations and developing energy-efficient hardware. Collaborations with energy providers to source renewable energy are also part of the strategy to mitigate AI's carbon footprint.
Balancing AI growth with sustainability is indeed a pressing issue. Let's shift gears to a strategic hire in AI recruitment with Scale AI Hires team behind remote developer recruiting platform Pesto AI.
Scale AI has acquired Pesto AI's team, a move that underscores their commitment to enhancing talent acquisition capabilities. Pesto AI, known for its remote developer recruitment platform, brings valuable expertise to Scale AI's operations.
How might this acquisition impact Scale AI's talent management and recruitment strategies?
By integrating Pesto AI's team, Scale AI can streamline its recruitment processes, especially in sourcing remote tech talent. This move aligns with their broader strategy to leverage AI in creating opportunities globally, enhancing their competitive position in the tech industry.
Strategic hires like these can redefine a company's growth trajectory. Now, let's discuss a notable endorsement in tech design with Joni Ive's OpenAI device gets the Loreen Powell Jobs nod of approval.
Loreen Powell Jobs has endorsed Joni Ive's upcoming AI device, developed in collaboration with OpenAI. This project reflects a shared vision to address the unintended consequences of technology, such as screen addiction, and to create more human-centric gadgets.
What makes this collaboration between Ive and OpenAI significant in the tech world?
The partnership combines Ive's iconic design expertise with OpenAI's cutting-edge AI capabilities. Their focus on mitigating technology's negative impacts while enhancing user experience could set new standards for future devices, potentially influencing industry-wide practices.
Innovations like these remind us of the power of thoughtful design. Next, we explore a major IPO development with Chime Set's tentative IPO price at around $10.7 billion.
Chime is preparing for an IPO with a valuation between $10.3 billion and $11.1 billion, significantly lower than its private valuation in 2021. The company plans to raise around $650 million by selling 26 million shares, reflecting current market conditions for IPOs.
Why is Chime opting for a down round IPO, and what does this signal about the broader market?
Chime's decision reflects a cautious approach amid volatile market conditions. The reduced valuation aligns with a trend of downround IPOs, indicating investor hesitance and a recalibration of tech company valuations in the public market.
The IPO landscape is indeed shifting. Let's now turn to a major player in AI with China's Alibaba expands influence with open source AI success.
Alibaba is emerging as a leader in open source AI with its Qwen3 models, which are gaining traction both domestically and internationally. This success is reshaping Alibaba's AI strategy, boosting its influence in the global AI market.
What are the implications of Alibaba's advancements in open source AI for the tech industry?
Alibaba's open source models are accelerating AI adoption in China and enhancing its global competitiveness. By offering robust AI solutions, Alibaba is setting a precedent for collaborative AI development, potentially influencing how other tech giants approach open source AI.
Open source AI certainly opens new doors for innovation. Moving on, we discuss a significant legal settlement in Google agrees to spend $500 million in shareholder settlement over antitrust claims.
Google has agreed to a $500 million settlement over 10 years to resolve shareholder litigation regarding antitrust violations. This includes establishing new compliance committees, though it doesn't settle ongoing antitrust cases with the Department of Justice.
How does this settlement affect Google's operations and its ongoing legal battles?
The settlement aims to enhance Google's regulatory compliance, potentially reducing future legal risks. However, Google's appeal against the DOJ's antitrust verdicts continues, indicating ongoing scrutiny and challenges in balancing business practices with regulatory demands.
Navigating antitrust issues remains a complex task for tech giants. Next, we focus on a leadership shift with Uber appoints first COO since 2019.
Andrew McDonald has been promoted to COO at Uber, marking a significant leadership change. This role aims to unify Uber's mobility and delivery services, reflecting a strategic move to enhance service integration and efficiency.
What strategic advantages does this leadership change bring to Uber?
McDonald's appointment could streamline operations across Uber's divisions, fostering greater synergy between mobility and delivery services. This strategic alignment is crucial as Uber seeks to expand its consumer base and improve service offerings.
Leadership changes can indeed drive new growth strategies. Now, let's explore sustainability challenges in breakneck data center growth challenges Microsoft's sustainability goals.
Microsoft's rapid data center expansion is complicating its sustainability goals, with carbon emissions up 23.4% since 2020. The company's sustainability report highlights the challenges of sourcing greener materials and balancing growth with environmental responsibility.
What steps is Microsoft taking to address these sustainability challenges?
Microsoft is focusing on sourcing renewable energy and developing greener materials for its facilities. The company acknowledges the complexity of reducing Scope 3 emissions, which include indirect impacts from supply chains and purchased goods.
Sustainable growth is a critical goal for tech companies. Let's shift to IBM's latest acquisition, with IBM acquires data analysis startup Seek AI, opens AI accelerator in NYC.
IBM has acquired Seek AI, a data analysis platform, and launched an AI accelerator in New York City. This move aims to enhance IBM's AI capabilities, particularly in enterprise solutions, and foster innovation through the WatsonX AI labs.
How does this acquisition fit into IBM's broader AI strategy?
The acquisition of Seek AI aligns with IBM's focus on expanding its AI offerings for enterprise clients. By integrating Seek AI's technology, IBM can enhance its data analysis capabilities, supporting its goal to lead in AI-driven innovation.
Strategic acquisitions like these can significantly bolster a company's capabilities. Now let's discuss a legal battle with NSO Group asks judge for new trial, calling $167 million in damages outrageous.
NSO Group is contesting a $167 million damages ruling related to a hacking campaign against WhatsApp. The company has requested a new trial or a reduction in the damages, arguing that the award is excessive and unlawful.
What are the potential outcomes of NSO Group's legal challenge?
If the court grants a new trial or reduces the damages, it could set a precedent for similar cases. However, the ongoing legal scrutiny highlights the challenges NSO Group faces in navigating the complex landscape of cybersecurity and privacy laws.
Legal battles like these underscore the importance of compliance in tech. Our next story covers a data security issue with Vanta bug exposed customers' data to other customers.
Vanta experienced a data exposure issue due to a product code change affecting fewer than 4% of its customers. The company is addressing the issue and enhancing its security measures to prevent future incidents.
How is Vanta handling the aftermath of this data exposure?
Vanta has notified affected customers and is working to complete remediation by June 4th. The incident highlights the importance of robust security protocols and the need for continuous monitoring to safeguard customer data.
Data security remains a top priority in tech. Let's now discuss Tesla's ongoing efforts in autonomous vehicles, with Tesla files new robotaxi trademark applications after prior attempt stalls.
Tesla has filed new trademark applications for Tesla Robotaxi following challenges with previous attempts. This move reflects Tesla's commitment to advancing its self-driving vehicle service, with testing planned in Austin, Texas.
What does this mean for Tesla's autonomous vehicle ambitions?
Securing the Tesla Robotaxi trademark is crucial for branding and market differentiation. It signifies Tesla's continued investment in autonomous technology, aiming to lead in the competitive self-driving car market.
Tesla's persistence in autonomous tech is certainly noteworthy. Finally, we delve into the world of AI chatbots with how AI chatbots keep you chatting.
AI chatbots are designed to keep users engaged through tailored responses. Companies are competing to create chatbots that offer not only engaging, but also accurate interactions, which is crucial as users increasingly rely on them for advice and companionship.
How are companies ensuring that chatbots provide both engaging and accurate interactions?
Companies are investing in advanced natural language processing and user feedback loops to refine chatbot responses. The goal is to balance engagement with accuracy, ensuring chatbots are both helpful and appealing to users.
Chatbots are becoming an integral part of our digital lives. That wraps up today's episode of Tech Pulse. Thanks for tuning in and stay curious about the tech world.